it's a crazy battle that we play inside ourselves, that our preferences, what we hope happens, what we like, what we prefer, is what's going to make us happy, what's going to make life good. And just a little bit of examination of that, a little bit of exploration, and it becomes quite evident quite quickly that any time you've gotten your preference, which is probably often, maybe more often than you recognize, any time what you hoped would happen happened, if it brought you happiness, that feeling was short-lived. That shiny new car feels great for about 3 days. Marrying the woman of your dreams is good for about 2 years. It all has to evolve into something else. It all has to plug into what's deeper, what's more real. And the mechanism for that is your willingness to allow what is rather than be in a struggle with what is, your cooperation with reality. Now, my contention is that you've been touched by the divine. If you are in this room, if you come to the Bodhi Center, if you're at a meeting like this, wherever it is, doesn't have to be the Bodhi Center, then there's no doubt, as far as I'm concerned, that something real and profound has already happened to you. Otherwise, it's impossible for you to be in a group like this, or be in a setting like this, or listen to words like this. It grates. If we pull somebody in off the street who has not been yet touched by the beyond, they wouldn't be able to sit still in their seat. This would all just be too strange. The words wouldn't compute. It would all sound like nonsense. The inner response would be absolute rejection. Very quickly. So if you're not feeling that, if you're not trying to figure out how you can run out of here, then I guarantee you, God's already come to you. But how much are you cooperating? How much are you still, despite that fact, how much are you still luxuriating in doubt? How much are you still questioning what deeper down you know doesn't need to be questioned? How much are you still trying to control that which ultimately, if you think about it clear-headedly, is uncontrollable? You don't control life. You are life. So take a few minutes now. Let your eyes fall closed. Let yourself relax. Let yourself be in a meditative state of mind. Let yourself shed whatever you brought into the room